100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast, one a day until the day I die.com. And it's Sunday, time for the weekly challenge. I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And you came up with the stories on the topic of involved. We got stories from Richard, Serendipity, Jeffrey, Tom, Norval Joe, Tura, and Planet Z. That's a shorter list than we normally hear, but once again, if you're running a little late or you didn't really get inspired until listening to these stories, you can send the story in later, and I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. That's okay. Folks get busy. It's the new year. You're trying out new year's resolutions. One of them may be, I feel like not writing to that podcast. Good. Maybe you'll use the time to exercise or do charitable works. And then when that gets boring, you'll come back here. I know, that's how I got started 12 years ago. All right, let's hear some stories, shall we?
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called River of No Return. He tried to ignore the word. It sailed in with the usual stream of directives, suggestions, and near imperatives. It took a bit to parse because Anne, his latest and longest surviving girlfriend, was a 33rd level relationship mage. Her ability to break the finer points of coupleness into near infinitesimal infinite lines of input code, which as a rule, just bypassed Ben's male firewall, drilling directly into his soul, had come in the form of a question. So there it was, involved. The closer he came to a reply, the closer his free-range days were at an end. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. I can't bear those ridiculous crime programs on TV. I don't care if it's CSI, Columbo, or even Miss Marple. There's no attempt at realism and the plots are so convoluted and involved, it beggars belief that anybody could take them at all seriously. The truth of the matter is that a couple of police officers turn up, poke around for a bit, take some pictures of the body, then arrange for it to be carted off to the morgue where the whole thing is forgotten. The paperwork simply isn't worth the effort. As long as I pay them well.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com and of the YA Books Podcast. And this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 612 with the prompt of involved. So here's my story. As Bernard was growing up, his father tried to teach him life's lessons. He was a successful psychiatrist, so he was believable when he counseled to never get romantically involved with your customers. He lost some credibility when he ran off with one of his patients who had multiple personality disorder. Each of her personalities was a different performer in a circus. Bernard's dad was going to be the ringmaster. Bernard thought he could follow his father's guidance by becoming a mortician, until he tried to embalm a beautiful vampiress. who bit him and made him into her consort. Well, anyway, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Tora Brizaino here, with a story on the word involved. The involution transporter had one disadvantage. Everything that went through it arrived inside out. Go on, imagine putting yourself through one. It's popular among the nastier regimes of the world for executing condemned criminals. Then someone realised that if you made two jumps, you'd end up inside in. It needs huge accuracy to arrive not just right way out, but exactly the same shape. And it's still a shock. Not to mention that perceptible moment when your digestive tract is on your outside and your skin is on your inside. Not many people can cope with that. A pity, really.
Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 612 on the topic of involved. My story this week is entitled, The Times We Traveled. In the end, time travel turned out to be less of a trick than scientists feared. To be sure, the calculations were very involved, but they were no challenge for the finest mathematical minds of the day. Of course, even the best minds can't think of everything. As soon as the chief scientist threw the switch to operate the machine, all possible futures occurred at once. Ex-wives quarreled with wives from realities where the divorce never happened. Powerful nations from one timeline clashed with those in other timelines, sometimes with disastrous results. From that moment, time was indeed quite involved. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning, it's Richard, and here's my story for this week's topic of involved. So, she asked, looking coy, are you involved with anyone? Involved? Don't be shy, you know what I mean. Are you seeing someone romantically involved? Any significant other in your life? I looked at her askance. Don't you think that's a little inappropriate, considering the circumstances? I countered. Oh, I don't think you mean that, she said, undoing another button. I turned to consult with my colleagues. Well, what do you think? The look on their faces told me all I needed to know. I'm sorry, Miss Smith, but we don't think you're suited to teaching at this primary school. There you go. That's my story, and that's me done. So, speak to you all next week. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
It is winter. Outside of the church, Elsa sells matches in the street. Her father beats her if she does not sell anything, so she stays out in the cold. Nobody buys matches. Everyone just passes her by up the steps into the church. To keep warm, Elsa strikes the matches, one by one. The church choir sings of love, kindness, and charity. So heavenly, so beautiful, so hypocritical. Elsa strikes her last match and lights the church on fire. As worshippers flee the blaze, she steals the collection box and grabs a drop coat and scarf to keep warm.
Beep, beep.
And there we have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of involved. I hope you really enjoyed that one, because I did. Maybe there were less stories. Sometimes there are more stories. That's okay. Folks take a break. They work on their novel. It's the new year. I'm going to work on my novel, and I don't have time for those silly little things. Well, I, as the roundskeeper of the silly little things, say, okay, cool. I look forward to seeing what you come up with. It's neat when people use this place as a starting point, an idea generator, and expand on it. Send me the URL. Check in now and then. Say, hey, I worked on this. This is really cool. I may even do a promo for it. All right, so that's it for this week. The next topic is Smarty Bands. So put on your smart pants. Is that like a smartphone? And I will see y'all next week. Well, okay, I'll see you tomorrow with a story, but still, next week for this thing. Oh, and as always, keep it brief.